CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everybody. That is not a delay on the line. That is me going morning, everybody. Yes! What's happening, you sexy bitches? Look at this. Here we are. We are live. We are broadcasting from my house and Sia's house and Leanne's house and Bulelo's studio. It's fantastic. Isn't it great? Isn't this great? Isn't this wonderful? Isn't the 21st century, even though we have coronavirus, isn't it great? Huh? What do you think? Tell the truth. It's fantastic. I love it. Yes. Good morning. It's Friday, so it doesn't make any difference because it's not like you've got any weekend plans, right? It's not like you can do anything fun over the weekend like you used to in the good old days. Remember that, when you used to be able to do stuff? Huh. Those were the days, people. And now those days are over. You need to get over yourself. How about that?
Are you talking about the same days when we could freely high-five each other?
Oh, when we used to touch each other like human beings have done for centuries and millennia. No, now we can't touch each other because we're terrified each other have the coronavirus. That's right. Coronavirus! That's how our good friend, what's her name? Cardi B says it. Yes, very good.
Have you noticed that...
Hi, Leanne. Hi.
Hello. Let me start off. Hello. welcome, everybody.
I thought you were going to start.
You look very pretty.
You look very pretty this morning. Have you stopped dressing up for us in the morning? You had earrings on the other day. Now you've stopped.
You know, I was about to put on earrings, and I thought they won't notice.
Look at me. You see, I'm that kind of guy. Imagine what a wonderful boyfriend I would make.
Yeah, you see.
I thought you were going to start. I thought you were going to start the show like this this morning. This is what I thought was going to happen. Nice cough. Because that is the corona cough.
Happy 420.
I don't have that. Have you noticed that on YouTube?
Yeah.
If you use the phrase coronavirus in your videos, it is demonetized.
Oh really?
Yeah. So now you've got all of, I mean, you know, I'm a YouTube absolute fan.
Yeah.
And you've got all of the YouTubers now saying, well, you know, with everything that's going on around us in the world, and using all these phrases to avoid using coronavirus.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, fuck those YouTubers, because it's about time they got demonetized.
Oh, they're just trying to make a living.
No.
I wonder what is behind that decision from YouTube's point of view.
They're also different types. I mean, there are the ones that, yeah, they could be demonetized for all I care. But then you get really good ones like Dr. Mike and Dr. Phil and all the important people in the world.
Oh, you watch Dr. Phil?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I'm subscribed. I get the alerts.
What do you learn? What do you learn from Dr. Phil?
Let's do it.
He's actually, you know, when he was on Oprah, I didn't take him that seriously. And then a lot of people were saying that he was not who he says he is, etc. Yeah. That's all rubbish. He is an amazing psychiatrist or psychologist.
Psychologist. He's not a doctor, but that's okay. That's okay.
He is a doctor, but he's not a doctor in psychiatry.
He's a psychologist. He's not even a doctor.
Dr. Phil, Gareth.
Bullshit name. That's what that is. I could be Dr. Gareth.
No, it's not.
Wow.
From now on, I'm Dr. Gareth. How do you like that? There we go. I just decided to be Dr. Garrett.
Did you?
What's your qualification?
The series.
I'm looking for shit with you. Why would I? I don't care about whether Dr. Phil's the real deal or not. It's none of my business. I'm just trying to. I just want to fight with you.
Yeah, well, if you want to fight with me, it's
peaceful Friday morning.
Shut up, Sia. We're busy having a conversation. Go on, Leanne. What did
you do? Lord, have mercy.
I said, if you want to start a fight with me, then it would probably be over doctors.
Okay. Yeah. How's your cousin doing? She's a doctor.
Well, she's, you know, this was one of the things that I actually wanted to speak about.
Yes, Yes, we're back. All right. Sorry, I don't know what happened there. That's ridiculous. Are we all back on air? Is this good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good news. Oh, holy shit. You see how dependent we are on this connection? Like, something went wrong with my home internet, and suddenly the whole thing's disconnected. It's fucking crazy, isn't it? So I was
this
saying...
This is a good...
Yeah.
I was saying I'm now a master at Skype and Zoom and FaceTime and Google Hangouts and all the rest. I'm on top of all of these things. I know how to use all of them. I am a master.
Yeah, something like this. Yeah, times like this will definitely push you to that point.
I can use any of them. I've got all the apps on my laptop. My laptop has never seen so many meeting apps.
A friend of mine did raise a great point, though. She said people need to learn etiquette. Like, people will just Zoom at like 9:45 at night, and she's in her 90 now. And it's work people.
No, dude, you gotta like observe the same rules that you would at work. It's crazy. Otherwise, it gets very messy. Okay. All right, are we back? I'm trying to figure this thing out. Hello, Earth to Gareth. Gareth to Earth. Hello. Okay. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, for fuck's sake. What the hell's happening here?
Do you know what? Now the universe is just trying to screw with us because it's so ironic. We were having a conversation about how you've mastered all of these.
Well, I've mastered. I mean, I've mastered all of it. What's going on in Bolelo? You look confused.
Ah, there we go. Never mind. I'm good.
All right. You stop fucking up my show.
Oh, he's the one.
I'm going to blame you. I got to blame somebody. You know how I get when things technically don't work, I get all annoyed.
Yeah,
all right, are we all back on the line? Leanne, you were telling us about your pregnant cousin and how she's a doctor.
Yeah, so she's it actually took a lot of convincing to make her stay at home.
Yeah.
But she is staying at home and she's doing admin-y stuff on the computer, which is her absolute worst. I mean, all she wants to do is operate.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, but it's just interesting to know how, you know, that's probably the biggest thing that's affecting her through all of this, is that her drive to be on the front lines has been taken away from her.
Yeah.
Well, not her drive. Her drive is still there, but the ability to do so. In the meantime, the rest of us are such harm avoidance type people.
Yeah.
That we don't want to be there.
Well, I got to say, thank God for people like your cousin, because otherwise we would have no medical service people. We'd have no emergency service people. You know, all those guys and girls who go out there and they put themselves on the line for the rest of us. Thank God for them. I wouldn't be one of those people.
Yeah.
I would avoid, like, honestly, I think in my head, I sometimes try to convince myself I'm some kind of hero. But I'm really not. Like, if I see a disaster, I just drive right by. I'm not interested. I'm not going to be the guy who saves anyone. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, that might be the case, but we have a different drive. I mean, for instance, we're on air at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
We want to...
When the connection works, yeah.
When the connection works. We want to be at the forefront of the news and what's happening and disseminating that news and finding out what people are doing and feeling, hearing from the experts. So we do have a drive. It's just different.
Well, I heard something really interesting the other day, and I don't know whether this is true or not, but apparently the New York State Health Department, which is, you know, in charge of what's going on with COVID-19 in that state. And obviously New York is the hardest hit in America at the moment. They issued instructions that you should not, and John T. Searle confirmed this, so I have no reason to not believe it, that apparently you should not indulge in ass play of any kind during the crisis. Apparently COVID-19 can be passed through fecal matter, and in other words, if you eat ass or you fuck someone in the ass, you could get COVID-19. How do you like that?
Oh, gosh.
Well, good morning.
I mean, is that interesting or fucking what? Isn't that amazing?
Well, I'm like definitely alone, and I'm definitely not indulging in ass play. I can promise you that.
Because ass play is the one thing that'll get you into huge trouble right now. Just as if they hadn't limited your amount of fun altogether, ass play is now out of the question. All right.
All right.
Wow.
How's that?
You learn something new every day. Yes. Was, some things.
It wasn't on my list of things to do. So
don't lie. I know you. You know, the funniest thing is, like, I'm imagining all these people who, these boring couples who, you know, you would see them in the supermarket and you'd see them in a queue at Home Affairs. And you'd think those people don't have sex anymore. They look too hideous to believe that it's possible that they could have sex. Those people are probably the ones who we need to send this ass play message to, because they are, you know what they say in Afrikaans, it's still a waters diepe grond, right? Like, in other words, where the people look like they're very chilled, those are the people who have the most nasty sex you can imagine.
Mm.
With peace and love, do not indulge in any ass play sexually. John T. Searle will confirm this in our interview on Living in Lockdown, the new series we've got.
Yeah. I want to find the official who had to make that statement.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Sorry. I don't know what's going on here. My home internet just fucked up completely. Leanne tells me that the CECOM cable is broken, but I think I don't care how many people have to die to fix the CECOM cable. I want that thing fixed. Do you understand?
Well, the thing is, it affects so many people because everyone's working at home.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, of all the times for the stupid cable to fuck up, now is the worst one, right?
Oh, yeah, completely.
Driving me mad. The only way we can all connect is via the internet. Last night it was working fine. I tested this line out 3 times and I had it all sorted out. I had everything set up beautifully. I was so excited to start the show this morning. I got my little studio all laid out. I got an iPad here with the whole running order on it. I've got Leanne and Bulelo and Sia on the screen in front of me. And then this fucking happens.
Hey, but just focus on the silver lining. We've been doing the show well for the past couple of days. This is our first major hiccup. We're fine.
All right. If you say so.
This is true.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
I just, always, you know, you're only as good
on the bright
side of life. Okay, I don't need a cheerleader this morning. Come on,
whistle with me.
No. The fact is, like, you're only as good as your last show. And if this is our last show, if the meteorite hits the world now, and this is our last show, people are going to remember us for being shit.
Oh.
No, because we spoke about ass play. It's impossible.
Exactly.
That saved everything.
Oh, my God. All right. Leanne, what is the best place to Skype from, or to Google Hangout, or to Zoom, or whatever application you use? Because I see people using funny different backgrounds and so on. I mean, like, what's the best place to do it from?
I've been Zooming, but the last time we Google Met, if that's what this is called.
We Google Hangout.
Even though it's called meet.google.com. Yeah. The last time was fine, but, you know, I mean, Zoom's been fine all week as well. And yeah, Zoom, you can change your backgrounds, but I've been just moving around the house.
Wow. Okay, well, apparently, according to the screen, Bulelo has left the meeting. So I don't know what that means. Yeah, I think he's just given up completely. I did something cool yesterday. I did this thing called Story Time for Save the Children. It's a charity. And they asked me to tell a story to kids, which was really cool. I don't know why I'm using headphones. I don't need them. They let me tell a story to kids on video. Bulelo, I'm going to mute your microphone with all that fucking noise, if you don't mind. Okay, thank you. I'm losing my fucking mind here.
Tell us about the children.
Gareth, focus.
Christ.
Did you read a story or did you make up a story?
I read a story for kids. I didn't say fuck or anything like I just did now.
I was about to say, we're talking about kids. Can we clean up the language, please?
No, well, I tried to do this, you know, I told the story, I thought it pretty well, you know, about the leopard and the mouse and the otter. And it was very cute. It was only about four and a half minutes long, and it was for Save the Children. And they actually, they do some really great work. I mean, obviously during this time, they are trying to help kids who don't necessarily have, you know, access to books or school or any of that stuff. And it's really cool because they're doing an incredible job of keeping everybody connected and keeping kids connected to stuff that I hope would educate them. So it's very, very, it's nice. And I enjoyed doing that. That was something different I did yesterday.
I like the fact, you know, initially when I first saw some of these things pop up because everyone is on lockdown, I thought it was kind of tweed and weird. It's like, ugh. But yeah. Now I like the fact that we're all being so creative and innovative in trying to connect together. Now, there's choir conductor Rolf, who now famously conducts the Ndlovu Youth Choir, but actually he also conducts a girls' school, the choir in a girls' school in Johannesburg.
Yeah, and it was Brescia House or something?
Is it Rodine?
Rodine, yeah.
Yeah. I saw a video of him yesterday virtually conducting the choir. So he had all of the girls film themselves singing Hallelujah. And what really you marvel at watching that video is how still everyone is in harmony, how everyone is synced well. It's a beautiful video. And I'm now getting into it. So even, you know, people reading stories and, you know, how these things are popping up. I really do like this.
But hang on a moment. I was on a group of six people the other day, and we tried to sing Happy Birthday in sync to one of them.
Yeah.
It was the worst. Somebody actually filmed
disaster
from their phone on screen.
Yeah.
And you've never heard. And then I said, thank God we're not in an online choir. So how does that even work?
Yeah, it sounds horrible.
Even more reason why we last night.
I was on a group call thing with about eight of my friends, and we were all just kind of chilling, and someone had a wife who's got a birthday, so we sang to her, and it exactly what you've just described now, Leanne. It was a mess. It was a disaster from top to bottom. Oh my God, we should have all been shot. Yeah.
Well, I guess not to take the magic out of the story that I just told, but I think what helped him is the fact that it was all pre-recorded. So all you have to do is just match the voices. Yeah, let's please stick to the show and not try singing here live, because I don't think that will work.
Well, you shouldn't even do that when we have a great connection.
Oh.
But just one more issue on that, because I can't let it go now.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it was recorded and he conducted it, it's the wrong way around.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because a conductor's telling you, why do I have a pair of scissors in my hand? I don't know.
Why do you?
Oh, my God. Have you got a pair of scissors?
I'm conducting.
Send the emergency services to Leanne's house immediately. She's going to commit.
I found my conducting wand. He's doing it so that he can instruct the choir on what to do.
Yeah.
So he should have sent a video of conducting.
Yeah.
And then send that to the choir, and then they should have sung.
Well, he was playing the piano as well. Hey, don't! It's a beautiful video. Okay, makes you shed a little tear. Okay?
No, it's very. They featured it on ENCA, and I saw it. It was very good.
Okay.
Beautiful. Yeah. All right. I want to get to the headlines because we're way behind. Thanks for these interruptions. Apparently, public transport providers have raised concerns about some of the restrictions and punitive measures that they've experienced while under national lockdown. Some taxi drivers in the Western Cape say they've been fined over 1,000 rand for not wearing masks. According to Western Cape MEC of Transport and Public Works, Bonginkosi Madikizela, regulations were unclear, which is why many drivers have been found without the protective gear. Now, Fikile Mbalula said, you can have a taxi, but 70% capacity. Now, this fucking idiot doesn't seem to understand how taxis work. There is, as we discussed in the Burning Platform yesterday, Valdemar Pelser made the very good point that you can't have a taxi at 70% occupancy. Nobody knows how to run a taxi business at that kind of occupancy. Taxis are always overfull, not even filled to the regular capacity. Now, you expect people to, what are they going to do it for? For less money than they get paid to run the taxi? This guy does not understand basic economics, which is my argument from the get-go. And you know what? 70% capacity means people are going to be spreading the virus, you idiot. So I don't see the point. Basically, what government won't admit here is that they are terrified of the taxi unions and taxi owners. And a lot of people in government are taxi owners, and they refuse to comply with the law. And the rest of us should also not understand why taxi owners are exempted from the rules, but the rest of us are not.
Yeah.
All the rest of us are trying to do this lockdown thing. The taxi drivers, taxi owners are not trying to do the lockdown thing. Guess who's going to spread it the most? Taxi drivers.
Maybe it's also because it hasn't directly affected me that it's easy for me to talk about. But with this relaxing of certain rules announced over the past day or two, things like you can now travel for funerals. If you're going to a funeral in a different province, you can book a B&B. All of these little things for me leave too many loopholes. And that's exactly where we'll have more cases, in my opinion.
Well, as I said the other day, if someone, whoever the weakest link is, that's how the country goes. So if the rest of us are in lockdown and we're having to do stupid stuff like work from home and not be able to go anywhere and not be able to see people, if we're all going to do that, then if everybody follows the rules, we can flatten the curve, which is what dumb idiots that have no understanding of science are telling me the whole time. But if one person breaks that, everything's fucked.
Yeah, this is an all-in or all-out situation.
Correct. So if we relax the rules for taxi drivers, we may as well all go back to work so we don't ruin the complete economy, if you don't mind my saying. Anyway, let's get on with the rest of it because I'm irritated about this fucking drop of connection this morning. More than 1,400 people have been arrested across KZN for violating lockdown regulations. Again, go for the lowest hanging fruit, you idiots. Transport MEC Bekki Ntuli's conducted a massive roadblock as well as liquor store raids in Kwadukuza in the North Coast because people just don't care. They've had 1,443 arrests, for heaven's sake. That's 1,443 people who have broken the lockdown quarantine. In other words, this virus is coming for you. We may as well just get back to work and carry on because those 1,443 people are enough to spread it to the whole country. Can we just get back to work? And most of this has come from rich people. It's come from people who've traveled all over the world, right?
True that.
Talking about rich people and the virus, did you hear about the Italian man who flew into O.R. Tambo on a private jet and was denied entry?
He was arrested.
Who was this person?
No, he was arrested. I mean, like, if you try to charter. That. Yeah.
You know I love me a great
was rich person. Was he sent back? I heard he was actually arrested.
The story that I read said that he was sent back. He had to fly back to Zim.
Oh, wow. Okay. So this guy's got so much money, he chartered a private jet and then wanted to land and they wouldn't let him?
Sure. And maybe he's alone. Maybe he needs some company. Maybe this is a stressful time for him and I could help him.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. No ass place. Yeah.
Yes, we've already discussed this. No ass play.
I'll break the quarantine laws. I'll break the ass play laws. Ah, Alessandro, come, let's go. Alessandro, let's get spaghetti and a gelato.
Oh, that's great. All right, do you want to hear some other headlines?
Yes.
All right, let's see what else we got here. From Times Live, national government has taken control of all water distribution across South Africa. This is exciting. So that fucking rocket scientist Lindiwe Sisulu is now in charge of whether or not you can have water.
I couldn't sit through her whole announcement last night. I tried to watch it, but it was just too long.
I couldn't sit through 2 minutes of conversation with this woman. She's such a nutcase. So Water and Sanitation Minister Lindiwe Sisulu has announced the centralization of water distribution through a Johannesburg-based command center for the duration of lockdown. This is socialist utopia, people. Get ready for your trial period of socialism. It's great. Now this woman is in charge of your water. So you might open your tap and nothing will come out thanks to Lindiwe Sisulu. Great news. This is terrific. And this is exactly what the ANC's always wanted. So let's see how well it goes. Anyway, they apparently have centralized the direction of water, the procurement of those things that provide you with water. You see, she doesn't even know what she's talking about. She says all those things that provide you with water. I guarantee you she's never spent more than 2 minutes actually learning how water distribution works. She just wants control.
Oh, gosh. That is scary.
Very scary. So we have taken all our water and put it under one command center situated at Rand Water in Johannesburg, where all the commands around water will be coming from. This is what she said. That's an exact quote from her. You will call to be able to get water. The command center ensures that all water tanks we have procured are taken to the places identified as in need.
Is she not?
What is Karl Marx's line? That those who what is the thing about those in need and those who can and those who must, and what's it he says? Mbulelo, you know this.
I do. I just I don't want to get it wrong.
Those who have the greatest I don't know, it's stupid communist nonsense. Anyway, apparently she's now in charge of whether or not you're going to get water or not. So get ready. She's been so good at everything else.
I don't think it means the water coming out of the taps. Does it not mean the trucks of water that are being sent around the country?
Well, she's centralized all water distribution, so it's only a matter of time before she takes control of taps as well. Mm. We will not spy on you, the government has promised. I know it's no politics Friday, but governments are all around us now, and they've made up rules, and you have to follow those rules. So government has sought to assure South Africans it will not spy on or intercept their conversations in the process of tracing the movements of people who have made contact with someone who's contracted COVID-19. It will appoint a retired judge to ensure the safeguarding of citizens' private information. Do you believe them?
Okay, boomer, retired judge.
Yeah, why do they specifically, they're trying to make it sound like, oh, because he's retired and old, then they won't. I don't know why the emphasis on retired judge.
Well, a retired judge is usually someone who's considered to be responsible and who is
dealt with
But hold on, what will he be doing?
He's going to make sure that government don't spy on you. In other words, they don't use information that they're not meant to use against you.
And this is all technologically.
Yeah, and I mean, a judge is not the most technologically adept person, right?
And he's retired. I mean, my dad can't even FaceTime.
Right. So this is going to be exciting. Anyway, this is from Stella and Dabeni Abrams, who on Thursday evening said, I know most people have been concerned that government wants to spy on them. This is not spying on anyone.
No, yeah. Why are people still concerned? It's happening already, people. Let it go. If you have a cell phone, you've already given that up. Please. Let
probably.
Them. Like, what are we doing? Yeah. Move on.
Yeah. Has anyone farted during the show this morning, because we're all in separate places?
I farted when I had a cigarette outside. No. And I was wondering if my neighbors could actually hear it.
Oh, wow.
Neighbors, what a fart, we could hear it.
It was a long, good one.
Oh, well done.
Very controlled. Almost as if
nice
I was
job.
Watching a movie of a conductor.
I love it. Well done, Leanne. Okay.
Why did that you wasn't, ask? Did you just fart?
No, that wasn't a headline, but I was just interested. I was curious.
Well, I've got I've got Mfundo with me in studio. I just think that would be bad etiquette.
Yeah, it would be. It would be very rude if you did that. Sia, you promise you haven't?
No, I'm a lady. I don't do that.
Okay. Here's an interesting story. Authorities in Zimbabwe and the United Nations on Thursday launched an emergency humanitarian plan worth $715 million to help a third of the country's population threatened by famine and at high risk of the coronavirus epidemic. Anybody who says that ideology doesn't have a price, I assure you that Zimbabwe is the best living example of why that is not true.
Sure.
Targeting 5.6 million people, the plan prioritizes food aid, water and sanitation, health, education and shelter. And apparently, you know, Zimbabwe is just completely unprepared for this.
Yeah.
So, yeah. In case you thought that stupid communist African nationalism doesn't have a price, I assure you it does. And the price is being seen in full effect in Zimbabwe. So those are the headlines that you need to know this morning. I've been trying to get my parents to comply with like the rules. My dad is working because he's an essential service provider.
Oh, you know, what does he do?
He has a company that does, among other things, hand sanitizer. They supply hygiene materials and cleaning equipment and cleaning chemicals. He also supplies medical supplies. So he's an essential service, and he's going to work. Now, he is so at risk, this fucking old asshole. Listen to this. He... No, really. I'm saying that because I'm annoyed that he won't listen to me. He's not interested. I can't talk any sense to him. He goes to work, and he's 67, 66 years old. He smokes. He already has the most horrible cough you can imagine. So now I'm just, if anyone I know is going to die, it might be him, because he's the one who's, well, I mean, he's just not listening to any of the, he says, oh, when I tell him, you know, coronavirus is a serious thing and you need to look after yourself and stay at home. He's like, oh, please, I've got a business to run. I got through worse things than this. I'll be fine. And he thinks he's immortal.
Yeah, I see one of the CEOs of a top store in the US. It's kind of like our Stacks, where you can get washing machines and irons and vacuum cleaners. He's right. Just not stepping down. He's not closing. He says, there is no way that I will get this virus. I'm going to continue as I am, etc. And it seems to be the mentality of some older people.
Yeah, some of these older people have been through much worse stuff than this, but they think they're immune. Like my dad really, yeah, he doesn't believe like any of this shit's going to affect him at all. And he says it's just ridiculous and stupid that they've shut down the economy. And he thinks it's completely irresponsible of government.
Oh.
And meanwhile, I can't talk any sense to him because he's just not listening.
Sure.
That's rough.
Yeah. Yeah,
and your mother on the other side of the scale?
Well, she's completely detoxed their entire house. I mean, I think the whole house smells of chlorine at this point. She's going around and she's wiping down every surface with like some kind of, I think it's sodium hypochlorite, which is the same stuff you use in bleach.
Yeah. Stand in there too long and you feel lightheaded.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's probably, if you licked like any of those morons on social media, if you licked any surface in my parents' house, you would die from the bleach poisoning.
Or have a very good high, a short-lived high.
Oh, my God. What a mess.
Oh, gosh. I've been sanitizing my groceries as they come in.
Oh, have you? So you clean, because I was talking to Jen Sue yesterday and living in lockdown, which is coming up a bit later today or through the course of the weekend. And she is particularly, I suppose she's a little bit paranoid, but for good reason. Her son is immunocompromised because he's just been through leukemia. And so he's had cancer treatments and therefore his immune system is vulnerable. Mm. So she has good reason to be nervous. And she was saying she cleans everything that comes in. She actually leaves a package. If someone delivers something to their house, which in America you can still do, she leaves it in the garage for like 8 or 9 hours to make sure everything's dead on it.
That's what I've been doing too.
And then she brings it into the house. Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah. So if something comes in, it goes from his hand straight into the boot of my car, which is left open, and I leave the stuff there for as long as I don't need it. Then as soon as I do need it, I sanitize a countertop in my kitchen, mm-hmm. put the bags onto the left, and my aim is to get those things onto the right completely sanitized. So if it's tins, for instance, I'll wash them with soap and water to break down anything that's on there.
Wow.
And then spray
wow.
them with sanitizer. If it's anything that's going into the fridge or the deep freeze, I'm extra careful with those things. If it's fruit and veg, I'll wash them. But all packaging that it comes in, I get rid of the packaging immediately. So if it's a bag of onions, I'll pour the onions into a bowl and throw away the packaging.
Huh. Well, it sounds sensible.
It's quite a process.
It takes a lot of time, huh?
It does. It does. And it just makes me feel better, if anything.
Yeah, I haven't had anything delivered, so I don't know what I would do, but maybe I'd be as paranoid as you are, because I'm a bit of a clean freak, and I'm a bit of a germaphobe, but this whole thing has got people who aren't germophobes and who aren't usually clean. It's got them going crazy. So everybody's running around like headless chickens at the moment.
Yeah, this is the thing.
All right. New normal.
Yeah, the new normal, exactly. All right, well, we're going to play a song, and when we come back, we're going to get on with the show. Hopefully, we can connect everything up. I don't know whether anything's come back online on this side, but we'll try. And then we'll get cracking. We've got Travis Pittman, who's the co-founder and CEO of Tour Radar. He's got some interesting observations around this craziness that's going on all around us. And then Adrian Groenewald is going to join us. I told you about an article that he's written, which is just amazing. His observations in the place he lives, which is near the Kruger Park, about what insanity people are up to over there in terms of like neighbors spying on neighbors and shit. So we'll get to that in a moment. CliffCentral.com. It is 7 o'clock.
CliffCentral.com.